It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 703. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Remember to use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. The show tonight, a follow-up on a couple emails. I want to talk about a situation my son has encountered with some clients, and then a fix for a problem on Windows 10 with one of our clients, and then a problem I got to resolve this weekend that I really need your help. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to try to fix it, and then I'm looking for possible other solutions. I've been researching it and I just haven't found anything good. So we're going to nuke and pave Office, actually, not Windows 10. So let's get started with the fix for a client that anytime he was running something on his system, he got this app can't run on your PC. So my son did some research, logged in, and it's a Windows 10 Pro system, actually on a domain, and he performed a quick cleaning, but this was the culprit. He turned off Smart Screen in Apps, Edge, and Store. You go to Settings, Update and Security, Windows Security, App and Browser Control, and select Off in all three sections. So, interesting. That's what fixed. So if you run into that problem, that's the fix, but it was still worth doing a cleaning anyway. So the next issue is something I need help with. After doing the Office 365 upgrade, we got mapped drives, and all of the clients, there's 8 in this one office that we performed this on, 7 of them don't have this problem. Only one user has this problem. When they open up Outlook 365 and then try to attach a file from a new email and they click attach, they then click browse this PC and you get the box to point to your file to attach, the map drives aren't there. Everybody else on the same domain, the map drives are there. Now they want to go to one of those map drives. I don't understand. So I'm going to try a quick fix. Then I'm going to try a deep fix. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to uninstall Office 365 and install it from scratch and hope that this fixes the problem. So that's what I'm going to be doing tonight remotely. And that's what's great. This client, again, half hour drive to get there, ridiculous parking, and that's why we got to use Instant House Call unattended mode, and I'll be logging in tonight because they're not open all weekend. So I picked kind of tonight. I've kind of stacked some work to do remotely. Last night we did the server updates for my biggest client, and then my son takes care of all the engineering workstations. We do this every month. We do not allow Microsoft to pick when they're going to install the updates and apply them. We control that. So we pause the updates every month and then we remote in because these workstations are critical. So we have like 6-7 engineering workstations that are very high end. They are the Dell Precision high end workstations running the operating system Windows 10 Pro for workstations, which is a little different. I know I talked about that a while ago. I should maybe make that another topic. So coming up, you know, which is the actual, you know, review the differences to workstation, excuse me, Windows 10 workstation, Windows 10 Pro for workstations. There we go. I got it out. Now, a problem, let me describe a demographic for some clients. We have retainer clients and businesses that have been around a long time. And God bless the owners who are the parents of the son running the business. And this is actually two clients that one is a lighting company and the true owner of the company is over 90 years old, but the son runs the business. But the owner still comes in every day. We have a property management company where the couple, they are 95 years old and they go to work every single day. God bless them. May I please have that health and stamina at that age. They are amazing. And again, the son really is the one running the day-to-day. Now, we have to take care of the owner's computers at their house. So one of the things, I tend to not have patience when I got to show someone this is a mouse. This is, it's just, I've been doing this too long and I'm nice and I try to be, you know, I'm always friendly and I always take the high road, but my patience runs a little tough sometimes where my son has amazing patience. And that's because of his years ago, he's working at the call center for Comcast for residential and he'd get beat up on the phone all the time. And he had to just take it and move on and be happy and help them. So he has great customer service skills. Well, a client, the wife of the one owner, tested my son's patience. He literally came back to the office and he was shaking. He said, it was the first time we were looking at this computer and it was having lots of problems. He spent 2 hours cleaning. There were thousands and thousands of infections. Malware bites found 1,000 threats. I mean, 1,000. Every program he ran just found so much stuff. The system was definitely clean. But after, when he left, the person had trouble getting on the Wi-Fi. Now, she doesn't understand that. She just knows how AOL desktop, that's right, AOL desktop is having trouble connecting. Now, we advise people to get away from the AOL desktop or AOL at all, but there are people that cannot move on. They can't. Now, we can't walk away from this client because some people are saying, hey, this is not a client we want. We can't because this is a retainer client. Their son is a great retainer client of ours. We have to suck it up and eat whatever is thrown at us. And she beat up my son on the phone verbally for making things worse. Now, he didn't make things worse. He actually cleaned it. He started talking to her, walked her through things, and she got a little happier. Now, we get a call yesterday morning, and she's just going off crazy on him. And he puts her on hold so we can talk. I said, Michael, you got to go out there. And you just got to suck it up, figure out what's going on. And I think a lot of it's going to be education. And she's just taking advantage of this now because we have worked on the system. The problem was a legacy Norton program that was still there that was blocking access to the Wi-Fi. Now, all of a sudden, this got activated after all the cleaning. I don't truly understand what happened there. But once he got rid of that last piece, it was consistent connection on the Wi-Fi. So To the user, it's fixed. But she had many other questions. He spent an hour holding her hand, helping her, to where at the end, she put her arm around him and apologized because she realized how she beat him up. And he felt significantly better. But this has happened a couple times with older clients where we will get the call the next day and the perception is things got worse or things got, you know, because maybe things are a little different. We don't do anything that made things worse. We actually made things better. But now every little nuance or problem that they might have had before, they now got someone to take it out on. And they take advantage of that and are doing that. But I've noticed, and I hope this doesn't happen after some time, that my son begins to lose patience more and more. So but he doesn't lose it with the client. He comes to me and then vents with me, which I'd rather do. And I'd rather do with him if I have a problem. Now, a couple years ago, I guess according to the Pumpkin Plan book, if you've ever read that, I pruned and got rid of a couple clients that stressed me out. So firing clients, I've done that. But there was no big payday that I'm losing. It was more of me looking inward to myself and, do I need this stress? This person stresses me out. Why am I continuing to have them as a client? And I got rid of them. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy. So they were at me and at me and at me. And a credit card charge, they had stopped. And I had to fight that and I won. So it was a lot of effort to get rid of a client. The best way to handle that is to just say, look, we're not a good fit. And this is, I got rid of someone who was slow pay. I couldn't take it. Slow pay is just as bad as no pay. When you take, you know, when you have to keep, you know, harassing them and sending them notices that you need payment. So I've pruned clients, but this particular set of clients that are difficult to work with, and we're seeing this more and more as the true owners of the business, we can't fire because I need their client. I need their son or their daughter that's running the business because that's where I'm making all my money. But I got to make the parents happy. So I'm glad Michael has the stamina and has the, wears that shield of iron that can help. But even they're even beating him and wearing him down. I would like to hear stories from repair, from consultants that deal with an older, more stressful population in helping them. I would love to, you know, it's a shame Kate from Canada is retired now because that was her main demographic. And I know she could share more stories and more insight into handling older computer users that tend to bring with them different tendencies that they don't, some of them, they don't know everything. And so what they tend to, if they're not getting what they want, or if their perception is that it's not perfect, man, they just lash out and want to attack. And it's really amazing. They're very accusing, you know, where we're trying to help them, but they're, you know, they really lay on the blame. And what happens when someone does that to me, my defenses go up and I want to attack back. And that's where I gotta bring in the reins and try to hold back and not react the way I initially want to. And sometimes that's very, very difficult. So I wonder, are you running into this? Or do you just, you know what, you take a look at the situation the first time and walk away and say, this is not for me. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this stress and just move on and go to another client. Because for your sanity, that might be the better solution to do that. For me, because of this tie-in that we're seeing, just can't do it. Now, Taco in the chat. I hear you. I've left thousands of dollars on the table just so I don't have to deal with certain clients. And I've done it a couple times where I've met a client. And did you ever meet one that you know you're not going to get paid, or it's going to be very difficult to collect payment? And I've tried to smell that early and step away, not, you know, maybe be, you know, not responsive or not, you know, just kind of dealing with it in a way that they're not going to want to deal with me. So I've done that and I've walked away. Not many, but I have done that. Before I hit the emails, I want to take a moment. This might be the last show before TechCon Unplugged. I'm going to try to squeeze one in next Thursday night, but I'm going to be on a plane Friday morning heading to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I hope to see you next weekend at TechCon Unplugged. I'm psyched. I'm ready. I just got a pack, and I'll be there at 1 p.m. My plane lands at 1 p.m. on Friday, and I'll be staying at the hotel, which is the venue. I can't wait. The Friday night, Meet Your Podcaster, we're going to have AMA and Ask Me Anything, where we're going to have a panel of the podcasters, where it's going to be very relaxed and very interactive, and you get to ask us anything. We're going to have a lot of fun. There will be lots of food, lots of booze, lots of mingling and networking, and I just can't wait for next weekend. So hope to see you there. And now let's roll into the emails for today's show. A quick Saturdays, someone asked, will Kari Holzman be there for the AMA? Absolutely, he will be there. This is the third Saturday in a row I am doing a show. Now, 3 weeks ago, I was flying back from vacation, so on a Thursday night, and then I decided, hey, I can do a show on Saturday. Last Thursday, I had work and a lot of issues, a lot of things going on here at the house. And then this past Thursday, I had client work spring on me at like 4:30 in the afternoon for things I had to take care of Thursday night. So that's why I quickly tweeted and Facebooked that I was going to be doing a show Saturday. Now, I intend on getting back to a normal Thursday schedule, but it's just taken a little bit here. A little detour, and hopefully you don't mind, and just wanted to apologize for the inconvenience for those who like Thursday night, but I'd rather do the show Saturday than completely cancel. And it's been relaxed and quiet and nice and peaceful, and Saturdays have worked out the last couple weeks. To fill you in, I am back in my bedroom. We got a new mattress. We got everything's been painted and done. Movers came on the Friday and brought everything in, and we're finally getting settled back into the room. And it's nice to be able to be sleeping here at the house and not a hotel. So all that's behind me, and things are progressing like they should. And therefore that lowers the stress. So very, very happy. First email from Scott. And this is in response to my iFixit. Now, of course, I'm holding this up and I didn't record the video. I just noticed. But this is the tool that I was talking about. And I didn't have an exact link, which it's called the Jimmy. And I will have the link. He wanted to know, Mike, what's the tool you talked about? You just had a link to the iFixit site, but not the actual product you were talking about. Well, it's called the Jimmy, and it's flexible. You don't get hurt, but it's one of those devices that you can pry the plastic without breaking the plastic and opening up. And this was the key to opening up the all-in-one that my son used. We have three of them. We have one in our office. I carry one and my son carries one, but I also own every iFixit kit and toolkit that you see We have them. If you need the right tool and you're working on anything, go to ifixit.com. So, Scott, I emailed back with the exact link for the Jimmy, and it's only $7.95 for that little tool. And it is well worth it. A PC unlocker alternative. This is from David in Miami. I use LazySoft Recovery Suite for resetting Windows passwords. For home use, it's free. So that's LazeSoft.com. I will have that in the show notes. And lastly, this is a link I've asked for. What is a utility that I can easily take all of the accounts and passwords and everything from one to take it from one system, a server, that's a work group, and add it to another server? Well, Copyright 2 from SysManage. And this is from Kevin. And I think I found the tool you could use to migrate the local users along with their passwords and other attributes to another server. Whew. This is, I have to look at this and I got to find out a way. Is there a way that I could test it before I lay down $250 per system? So for two systems, $500. But given the amount of time and effort that it would take to manually have to recreate that, they're going to save that in labor and hours. So this is one of those times where I would build this utility into the price of doing the work. So I will actually add the cost of the utility on the invoice and explain that to my client. So I'm going to do a little more research on this, Kevin, but I want to thank you for bringing that, you know, to my attention. And I intend to really look at that and possibly buy it. That is it. Short show today. I got a lot to do, and I hope that later tonight I'm going to be posting this up. And I want to first, the best way to support the show and to support Carrie Holzman and Tech Vets is use our Amazon link that we share. It's in the show notes of every show at miketechshow.com and every show on tech-vets.com. Click on that link, then add your items to the shopping cart. We will get a percentage, a very small percentage, but it adds up. And please share that and abuse it because it makes a difference. Your price stays the same, but it helps support the show. Also, Fabs Auto Backup Pro, incredible. As a matter of fact, I got an email that I got to respond to. They want to know the program that I talk about. And I'm like, all you got to do is go to mikenation.net, miketechshow.com. Every show notes, you will see Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. And that's how I move settings and data from one system to another. That is the perfect solution. And of course, Instant House Call, can't live without it. Use it every day. I'm going to be using it right after the show here for taking care of that office problem. That's it. And hope to see you next weekend at TechCon. And if I don't, going to try to squeeze a show in next Thursday night. So hopefully same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.